What would you call this on a day like this? I mean, how would you describe Florida today?
This is just a typical Florida day.
Yeah. Would you ever call anything else? Say some
if we have storms or anything like that, or now in the spring of the year, a little bit later here now, we'll call it the fall of the year, you know.
Okay.
You know the seasons, the spring and the winter and the autumn and the fall of the year. And that's what we'll call our next one now. This is summer, we'll be over with now in a short while. And then we go into what they call the fall of the year or autumn. And then winter begins in, I believe it's in December when winter comes in. I believe it is. I could go get my calendar and find that out pretty quick.
You don't have much of a winter here. I mean, not like up north.
No, but I have seen it down to 17 here.
Really? Guess that cold?
I have seen the ponds freeze over. Underwater freeze over. And we boys thought that was the greatest sight we had ever seen when we first seen that. We'd get out there and get these little old lighter knots, and we could slide them all the way across that pond. Because it was solid ice, you know. Yes, sir. I've seen the orange trees froze down here to where... Well, that grove, since I set that grove there in 1962, that froze down. On December the 12th and 13th. And I told my grove man one day, I said, Russell, don't prune that grove. He was pruning. I said, don't prune that grove. I'm going to have Mason Howell to push that grove up, and I'm going to put it in the pasture. It's too late in the day for me to start setting orange groves now. Well, sir, that was on a Friday. Monday morning, about 10:30, he called me. Said, Mr. Futch, I wish you'd come out here. I says, out where? He said, out to your grove. He said, I got it pruned. I want you to look at it. He didn't want me to push that up. He's a believer in orange groves. So, I come out and looked at it. He had all the brush out of there and had it piled way out in the open there where I could burn it. I said, well, now, Russell, you've done that. So, now get me a ton of dolomite per acre to put on there. And then I will call the order in to the fertilized plant, and you go get the fertilizer and bed it, put in there. And cut it all in at the same time, because the dolomite does not affect your fertilizer. It just makes things better as time goes on. It's an organic calcium that doesn't work as fast as your lime and some other calciums that you might put in. That we call land conditioners, you know, sweetness oil. So that's what he done. And the grove started coming right out as soon as the weather warmed up, began to warm, you know. That was in December that happened. And he pruned it in January, and it went. Of course, spring came right on, it get budded right out. And I got right at 100 boxes of fruit off of there that next year. Sprouts came up. Wife and me got out there and picked that fruit. That wasn't enough to get a fruit man to come after, you know. So we got out and picked it and put it in with my neighbor over there. So all we had to do was keep account of the baskets we put in, you know. 10 bushel baskets is what it was. It held 10 bushels, or 10 crates of oranges, the baskets. So we carried them over there, carried them down to the plant there. And I got a check from Marion Edwards in a few days after that at $4.03 a box.
And you had how many?
I had almost 100 boxes.
Wow.
And I didn't think I would get anything. I got 65 cents a pound for the solid.